Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week, Philomena Hall from Seneca High School. Philomena, first off, congratulations. Thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, thank you.
So a fantastic year for your team all year long, the Royals, and a great week you guys had here a week or so ago. 4-0 in the week that won you Athlete of the Week, but this team a outright Ridge and Valley Conference Championship. How fun has this season been for you and the Royals?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's got to be fun, right? A conference championship, and you guys are playing really well. The one seed in your half sectional, and it couldn't be going better right now, right?
Yeah.
A couple of no-hitters for you this year, including one that helped you get on the poll that week for Athlete of the Week. 15 strikeouts in that ball game. What was the pitch that was working well for you in that no-hitter?
The rise ball was doing most of the work.
What was it like facing, because you faced Wazika Steuben twice in that week. Was that difficult for you having to face a team back-to-back like that?
I was definitely going to make sure I wasn't lazy both the games, because after them seeing me the first game, they were able to hit better, and thankfully my team was able to make a lot of plays.
Yeah, had some help behind you defensively. Did you go back to the rise ball as much in that second contest, or did you kind of try to switch up your pitches a little bit and try to attack them in different ways?
I think I was, well, both games I was hitting the outside corner and rise ball, and I kind of did the same thing that the second game too, but they were just able to get a hold of the rise ball better.
Yeah, a little bit better. We're talking here on a Tuesday morning. You got Kickapoo coming up tonight in a regional semifinal. What does your team have to do as the one seed in the half sectional? What's the message to the other girls to try to get the focus going as you head into the playoffs?
I think just making sure we can hit, because if we make a couple errors, they just hit well and make up for it, kind of thing.
Right, yep, just putting the bat on the ball, so to speak, and try to put up some runs.
Yeah, I think that'll be whether, like, if we can hit the ball, we'll determine if we can win or not.
Back to the Athlete of the Week side of things. When did you find out you were on the poll? What was the buzz around the school? Was it cool to have friends and family reaching out to you and letting you know you were on the poll?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Made me happy.
Fun week, right?
Yeah.
It was a no doubt. We got a nomination to our page from someone saying, hey, here were her stats for this week. It was a no-brainer. It was like immediately I just copy and pasted. That's what's going on the poll. It was perfect. But yeah, fantastic week for you, and it's been a great season all year long. Philomena, thank you for joining us here. Congratulations once again, Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week. Good luck tonight against Kickapoo, and hopefully the Royals can make a deep run.
Yeah, thank you.